And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we're joined by Connor Flynn from Save the Preston Market. G'day, Connor. How are you?
Good, Annie. Yeah. Pleasure to be with you. It feels unusual for the first time we're speaking in the studio, having had many conversations with you on picket lines and at protest over the last decade.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's great having a live guest. Oh, no, not dead, but as Kevin would say to me next week. But actually having someone in here, which is really nice because it's early and it's nippy.
Yes, it's so important and vital to support community radio, so doing what we can.
Yeah, that's right. So it's been a long battle to raise awareness about the saving of the Preston Market. Now, Preston Market's absolutely important because of its touchstone community. You know, why is it important? Tell everyone why it's important first. We'll start off.
I mean, it's the beating heart of the northern suburbs. It's more than just a market. It's a vital community hub, which brings people together from all walks of life. It's a communal hub. It's a trading hub. And it's bloody important to not only just the northern suburbs, but the entire city itself. You've got people who come from all across Melbourne to enjoy the sight and sounds of the market, whether that's people watching, whether it's having a burek or going to the deli or greengrocers or, you know.
Yeah, just generally speaking. And the plan by the, and interestingly enough, this public asset, this community asset is on privately owned land.
Well, that's right. It's always been privately owned when it was first set up by Polish migrants in 1970. And the current owners, Salta Medic, they've owned the site since 2004. But it's important to realise that the Preston Market has long been seen as a site of development, not only by property developers like Salta, but also the state government. And so they've been biding their time for the last 20 years, waiting to strike to develop that site to maximise profits. Now, they've tried multiple times over the years, but they've been forced back by community opposition. Remember when Richard Wynne was the planning minister, the state government at the time were trying to develop the site then, but they were pushed back. And again, there was a bit of a lull. And initially, the state government and Salta saw eye to eye on what to do with the site. But again, there's been blowback from the community, which has led to this current situation, which is very volatile.
So tell us about the last public meeting, the big public meeting that was held at the council building.
So that was held in late May. Now, it's important to realise how far the campaign has come since 2021, which is the latest iteration. So there was a consultative committee hearing where members of the community and property developers presented their case. And that occurred towards the end of 2022. There was a state election, of course, where the Labor Party almost lost the safe seat of Preston due to the issue of the Preston Market, which put enormous political pressure on the Labor Party and the new member, Nathan Lambert, himself a former Clio Bachelor of the Year contestant. And there has been a number of actions. So there was actions outside of his office, actions outside the planning minister.
Oh, and it should be remembered, he was helicoptered in.
That's true. That's very true. And so all these actions have led to the state government actually announcing in early April that they would want to protect the market, and they were going to introduce heritage overlays. So in that context, we held a meeting in May where the community came together to outline their concerns, to hand over petitions to the local MP, where more than 30,000 people supported a campaign's pledge for the state government to publicly acquire that site. And since then, the state government have kind of been biding their time. They say that they'll save the Preston Market. The planning minister said she'll introduce legislation to introduce a heritage overlay.
Which sort of, I have to say, sounds a little bit like my previous interview. We won't cut down any old growth forest in Victoria. That sounds like an absolute, doesn't it?
Correct. So the government, you know, they say they're going to save the market, but they've done nothing since. And now you've had Salta come out. They're not very happy because this will reduce their profit margins. The state government says if any development is to occur on site, they're not going to give Salta 2,200 luxury apartments that no one can afford. They say, okay, you can still build around the market, that will allow you to build 1,400 apartments. So that's where Sam Tarasio Sr. and Sam Tarasio Jr. have come out and said, as a result of the government's announcement, we are going to close down the market in January 2024.
Wow, they're just going to give everybody notice and tell them to piss off.
Pretty much. So you've seen its creditor.
This is their preemptive attack. Or as a previous part of the show talked about, which is forward defence, which is really attack.
Well, I mean, when you're capital, you throw your weight around, and that's exactly what Salta are doing. They're renowned for doing this if developments don't go the way, and they're trying again with Preston Market. So at our meeting, we used that to express our opposition to Salta, but also to put pressure on the state government that the only way to save the Preston Market and the only way to ensure this valuable asset is maintained and that traders are given security is to publicly acquire it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, just let's go back a few steps. You said that they had this heritage overlay. What did that actually mean?
Look, I'm not a planner, despite starting an urban planning degree, but there's a lot of weasel words like legislation. It's all entirely up for grabs. It can mean anything to anyone.
Well, they could put up a sign saying that this used to be the site of the Preston Market.
Hopefully not.
No, that's exactly right. So they've done this preemptive strike, and you said that it's actually now reached the Financial Times.
That's correct. So
they're being sooks.
The mouthpiece of the ruling class in this country, the Financial Review, published an article just a few days ago where a sole trader at Preston Market wrote a very explicit letter to Salta Medic, who accused Sam Tarasio Sr., who, for our listeners out there, Sam Tarasio Sr. has so much wealth that he's among the top 3,000 richest people on the planet.
Wow.
If he really wanted to, he could afford a trip on Ocean Gate. This is how much money this man has, and this is how much power he has. It's astronomical. So this sole trader said that you're throwing your weight around like wealthy bullies intimidating the working class storeholders. Maybe you and your father should reflect on the hardship his Italian parents and your grandparents would have endured in trying to make a go in a new country and be more empathetic to the plight of storeholders at the market, which greatly upset Sam. He took to LinkedIn and said, I'm really hurt by this. I'm really hurt that anyone could say this about me and my business.
Really?
Correct.
Yeah, right. It's a thorn in their side, quite clearly.
Well, it is. I mean, when you're impacting with their profits, of course it's going to hurt.
Well, just remind listeners, you're on Solidarity Breakfast and it's 3CR, your community radio station, and we're talking to Connor Flynn about Save the Preston Market. So what happens next, Connor? What's going on?
Well, the campaign's in holding position. We're still waiting on the state government to come through with their announcement made in early April. Just last week, there was a protest outside of Sonia Kilkenny's office where she caught wind and didn't allow community members to come in. The campaign does have a number
of... Who's she?
Sonia Kilkenny is the planning minister.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Who does? I mean, who does?
Yeah, in fact, they should employ you guys because they rose their profile.
Absolutely. So we're just in holding position, and I think for all parties involved, not only the community, but for traders, we want an outcome very, very soon. So we're planning an action called Hands Around Our Market for August 12, where people can come and do a physical display of solidarity, of wrapping our hands around Preston Market to show how much we love and support our vital community asset.
What's the time?
It starts at 11 o'clock just outside of Preston Market. But I think that, you know, the right to urban space is really important and people understand it. And when we do organise, we can win. And there's countless examples You know, I said this when I was last on 3CR, that there's examples in this city in the last decade or so of when, say, public housing estates, when the Bali government threatened to sell off the open space, residents organised.
Oh, it's going over in Yarraville where they want to put a basketball stadium on the longest unfettered free land for public space.
And I believe the CFMEU has said they're not going to work on that site as well. So you got that recent example, the East West Tunnel campaign, of which I was involved in, of when people physically stopped test drilling at various sites around Fitzroy, which in turn put enormous pressure on the then NAPFINE Liberal government, also the Labor Party, to completely abandon that project. The campaign to save Footscray Park, where Melbourne Victory, I should say,
a private concern.
Absolutely. And I think that
just stealing public land.
And at that meeting as well, there was a huge appetite that should it come to that, that people are willing to engage in community pickets and direct action to actually fight to save the Preston market. It harks back to what the BLF were doing under the leadership of Jack Mundey in New South Wales and Norm Gallagher in Victoria back in the 1970s, of where all of these vitally important sites in our community, think of Queen Victoria Market, think of Carlton Bars, think of The Rocks, etc. The only reason why they are remaining in place today is because of when ordinary people stood up and said, no, we're not going to allow big business to dictate how and which we live in our communities.
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because these people are so wealthy, they can live anywhere.
Absolutely. But I don't think this.
That's the point.
That if Sam Tarasio and their family, I mean, I don't think they'd want to live in a shitbox apartment that they're eventually going to build if they built it at the Preston Market site.
Well, 14, I was going to say, well, I don't know if they are going to be shitboxes, but I'm just, we'll jump in there. But 1,400 flats, I've stopped calling them apartments, they're flats. that's an awful lot on that space.
I mean, you kind of, Preston Market's a big site and there's a lot of car parks. And look, council have put forward a alternate proposal, as has the campaign, to save the Preston Market as well, while we're retaining the market site of where development can occur, so long as you keep the market exactly where it is, give it, upgrade it, repair it, whatever needs to be done. But you can have appropriate development, emphasis on public housing, which is exactly what we need in this country.
Do you think it's a bit, little bit like you can't tell me what to do?
I mean, he is giving off those vibes. I mean, if you have the time, you can read his entire LinkedIn post, if you're into LinkedIn, where he's pretty much saying, yeah, like, I'm a rich man, I should be able to do exactly what I want, but the community and the government aren't allowing me to do so.
Yeah, sookie, sookie, sookie. Anyway, so we should hands around Preston Market, August the 12th, 8 a.m.
That is correct. And if you want to get involved with the campaign, we have a Facebook post, we have an Instagram account and a Twitter page as well. So please feel free to email us or reach out to us on any of those platforms.
Thank you very much for coming in and updating us on this important issue, this very important issue.
I mean, the right to urban space is bloody important, and we have every right to have a say over how we run our communities.
That's right. This is Connor Flynn from Save Preston Market. You're on 3CR with Annie.